The iconic drive down Highway 1 into Big Sur looks different these days. Handmade thank you signs to firefighters mark every turn as smoldering hillsides draw the eye away from the Pacific Ocean. Fire trucks replaced the rental cars, which normally line the sides of the road. Tourists love to pull over here to take selfies in front of the sweeping ocean views.
Hi, I'm Robert. We're from Belgium. We came here on a road trip of 4 weeks.
Robert de Koeman and his girlfriend, Lindy van de Schaan, are some of the few still making the trip.
We knew about the fire, we heard about it and we looked it up, but it wasn't very clear to us what was open and what was closed. So we just thought maybe do a day trip to the Big Sur.
While the state parks in Big Sur are closed, the fire has not reached Highway 1. That means the highway is open and so are Big Sur businesses. Near lunchtime at Nepenthe restaurant, the traditional wait for a table is gone. Jill Silvane and her husband came from Paso Robles.
Oh, we love Nepenthe. They have one of the best margaritas going. It's beautiful and we're happy to be here and happy to help. Not that we're going to spend that much money, but, you know, they're good people up here.
Kirk Gaffel is general manager of this iconic Big Sur restaurant. It also has a cafe and gift shop. He says some tourists show up completely unaware of the situation, but most have rerouted their plans over fear about potential evacuations.
We've seen business drop about 35 to 50% on any given day.
Gaffel is also the president of Big Sur Chamber of Commerce.
For Big Sur, tourism is the industry. I mean, there is no second industry. And then the summer is our peak season. So to have a fire at this particular time is really impactful.
And it's not just the business loss. Big Sur also has a housing shortage. And with this being the third destructive wildfire since 2008, the damage is adding up.
We have seen, you know, upwards of 15% of the housing stock of Big Sur lost due to wildland fires. I mean, that's something unlike anything we've seen, certainly in this century.
But for Big Sur, Gaffel says community comes first.
If there's a fire, they're doing everything they can to help each other out.
And Big Sur will bounce back. For KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney.